Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go hit the rewind button and go listen to the interview with Sam Mitchell talking about SGA and how good of a player he is. He joined us earlier in the show. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He takes home the Western Conference MVP, of the Finals MVP, Western Conference that is, and they advance to the NBA Finals. But part of this storyline is, Mike, we've been spending a lot of time, and I think a lot of people have, talking about Anthony Edwards. Right. He's Atlanta's own, guys. He's one of the best players in the league, but he didn't play like it. And the crazy thing is, last night in a elimination game, I just expected more. Like, you go out right fighting. You go out
right
swinging. And it was almost like they just conceded. All right, you know what? They're going to win the game. I'm not going to finish the way maybe I should. He took 18 shots, which is more than what he took in the two previous games, Mike. But bottom line is, Ant-Man didn't live up to this.
Well, you know, what did Muhammad Ali always talk about? You know, never ever show any chinks in the armor. Just always project, you know, that you're a badass. Kobe kind of lived that vibe. Larry Bird lived that vibe. There's a million guys we could talk about in NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. And I just liked his swagger. I mean, when he's beating up on, 75-year-old LeBron and company, it's like, hey, man, you're telling the fans, how about these nuts? And I'm paraphrasing what he said in Staples Center. But, I mean, this is a guy that, I think you lose a little bit of your juice if you start to, like, kind of shrink a little bit from the moment. And I just thought, he goes in talking all this ish, and then it's like, oh, wow. It's kind of like what Sam was saying earlier about, these guys are really, really good. Oklahoma City shut this down. I just don't know what the coach is supposed to do in so much as, okay, he's coming to the basket. They're collapsing on him. Guys are missing open looks. Sometimes he's late to kick it out.
Sure.
And then sometimes, when he got open looks, he just wasn't hitting the three-point shot either.
Yeah, I just feel like, and again, I'm not solely putting this on him, but he is the star and one of the bigger stars of the league. And, the NBA is one of the unique sports where one guy can will you. He literally can carry you. Guys, Steph Curry carried our men's team to a gold medal. You can have those moments, and when it's an elimination game, you need those kind of performances. It is a growing moment for Ant-Man, and I know many of you are saying, Dukes, man, he's 23 years old. Well, trust me, he told us that last night when he was like, well, I hope to get back here. I'm going to be back many more times. Dominator, let's play this, because Anthony Edwards said that nobody's going to work like he is.
Nobody's going to work harder than me this summer, I tell you that much. So, yeah, I'll try to make it happen again for Mike.
I'll try to make it happen again for Mike. He's talking about Mike Conley, who may be done. I mean, I don't even know. Mike Conley's been around for a long time. And, he's helped Ant-Man grow as a player. But, Mike, this idea, like, well, I'm 23. I'll be back. Really?
And that's what I'm talking about. It's funny because I mentioned it, and then Sam Mitchell mentioned it because I mentioned Dan Marino, and then we had Sam on like 20 minutes later. He goes, Dan Marino thought he was going back to the Super Bowl. He was 24 when they lost in 1985 to the 49ers. And he never got back with all that talent and all the amazing players that came to that organization. So, yeah, to sit there and go, we'll be back. Well, that's the thing. Will you be back with the Lakers? Will you be back with the Heat? Because you don't look like you're going to be back with the Timberwolves, because Julius Randle, I think, gave you everything he could. And then Gobert goes for 2 points the other night, last night.
He's soft. Don't talk about the Frenchman like that.
It's just, as we say in my native country, I surrender. Yeah. But no, it's just, but that's why you feel you're going to get back there, because I thought Sam Mitchell made a great point. If they augment that with the right free agents, that's a team which is built for the long haul. They play great defense, and they've got unbelievable skilled guys who can do it inside and outside.
So they're in. We're talking about SGA and obviously, the Thunder. Who are they playing is the question, right? because that could be determining.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Night. Pacers are up 3-1. Knicks back home, Mike. They're trying to make and extend this series. Look, they could. There's no reason why the Knicks couldn't. I just don't think you're going to beat Indiana three times with the way we've seen how Indiana matches up with these guys. So it's going to be interesting tonight. I am leaning Knicks just because of the energy. Mike, this is what happened with the T-Wolves. Remember they went back home and they had that big emotional game and it was like, oh, we're back. That's not who they are. And we saw that. That's not – they weren't going to play that kind of defense for the remainder of the season or the series, and they certainly weren't going to be that offensively that good offensively through the rest of the series either. So you get one of those games. Maybe the Knicks get one of those games tonight, but then they go back to Indiana.
Well, that's just it. You know, look, if in the half court, if you go strictly in the half court, you and I were talking about this after game three, they really can't match up against the Knicks in the half court if Cat is continuing to do his thing. You saw it in the other night, two nights back, where Indiana starts running. Then they're just kicking it around. Everyone gets those open looks. The bench is – that's the thing. They got, you know, seven guys, you know, in addition to the five starters, technically, who can come off and score for you. And Carlisle – I mean, Thibodeau has been a masterful effort, taking him farther, I think, most Knicks fans ever thought. But Carlisle is doing some genius juice of his own, isn't
he? Yeah, he's terrific. And speaking of Sam Mitchell, we mentioned, go check out the interview. Great stories. But he's right. We don't give Carlisle – he's a championship coach. We don't give him the credit. And I just feel like – he has not only outcoached him in this series in Tom Thibodeau, but also his personnel, man. He's just got more guys to go to, right, and they are more versatile. Mike, let's talk about the Hawks before we get out of here because this is interesting. Neither one of these teams, if this ends up being the NBA Finals, are in the luxury tax, okay? And what that means is we've heard our Hawks organization talk about, all right, we're willing to get into the luxury tax, which is basically, guys, you're paying tax on the dollars over the cap for X amount of players, how much ever you are over. And it can add up quickly. It can be a lot of money. But if your team is championship caliber, we don't care. These owners don't care. Golden State's right. Been in a luxury tax for like the last 5 years. They don't care. Now, they changed the system a little bit, and they have these aprons, and they're different tiers. But the bottom line, to make it a simple conversation, is if it's Pacers and OKC, neither one of these teams are facing that, which tells us, Hawks fans, that if you do it right, you can build a championship caliber team and you don't have to deal with that element of, hey, the only way we're going to get a winner, because it used to be this in the NBA, Mike, is we got to go outspend everybody.
Right.
That doesn't mean you don't spend, but you spend smartly. And I think when we look at what the potential of this could be, think about how OKC, they traded for SGA. They drafted Chet Holmgren, guys. They drafted Jalen Williams, who's one of the best NBA defensive players. He's all second team, you know, defense. Mike, they added Alex Caruso in the offseason and Hartenstein. Do it the right way.
Well, that's just it. I just hope, God, fingers crossed, that Tony Ressler and his cabal don't look at this and go, yeah, you see, that's why we're just not ready to get into that.
This, if you think he uses the opposite
way? I don't know.
Way?
I don't know. Does he look at it and say, well, I really general manager / team president be named? Anse Sala is going to be the guy, I guess, right? Unless they're going to raid somebody from Oklahoma City. I mean, the only four teams left you can talk. Well, three teams left you can talk to.
Yeah,
because Minnesota, you won't see them no more. So, getting back to the initial point, yeah, you got to draft right. You know, and you also have to have your draft picks to use. You don't give them all away for an ill-advised trade to bring DeJounte Murray in here. But getting back to can you turn it around? $40 million and change. Can you go get a true all-star opposite, you know, Trae Young? Because I don't think Hawks fans will accept. Well, we have to completely remain out of any of these aprons. You may have to be a couple million dollars in to the luxury tax. Otherwise, we're going to be stuck in this stupid play-in rut. And as you always and I bring up, if you don't improve this team, and Trey finds himself in the play-in game for the fifth season in a row,
he's done.
He can opt out. And then you get zip and goodbye. So, and that's why I'm wondering in these interviews, and we're not privy to them, what do these potential general manager team president candidates say? Oh, no, 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 Trey can't win for you. Or yes, 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 gotta find some pieces. Or you say, Tyrese Haliburton is taller than Trey. Trey can't do the things Tyrese Haliburton can do. You accept that?
I accept that Tyrese Haliburton has a more complete team around him.
Right.
More versatile guys.
But you always say size matters.
It does. And we do not have a Pascal Siakam. But if you're telling me at what, 6'7", whatever he is, 6'8", I don't even know. I think he's 6'7". Yeah, Mike, there are things at his height that he's able to do and execute that, especially at the basket, that Trey's unable to do. So, you know, they're both unique scorers. But at the end of the day, yeah, I do believe that. That does matter. It's going to be interesting to see how the Pacers handle this if they get into the finals. But I don't know if it's best for the NBA. Mike and I have said this, but we'll see. Tonight, if they beat the Knicks, the NBA can't say anything about it. My thing with the Knicks was, if it was questionable calls and these were close games, right, that the officials might play a role. Mike, the Pacers are beating these guys. They're not even, it's not even a question.
But I mean, I think some folks will say, well, the Knicks, well, they, look, at the end of the day, the Knicks blew it, and you saw Tyrese Haliburton basically do Reggie Miller, you know, 30 years to the day, well, a couple weeks back, but you get the idea. And the Knicks just choked on that one. If they lose this playoff, and they're probably gonna, they'll look back at game one and they'll be killing themselves on that one.
They will be.
Because I can give a talented team like the Pacers a split at the Garden, but to do it that way, they lose the first two.
That was brutal.
I don't know. I mean, you really need, first off, you're going to have both your stars. You know, Brunson's got to go off. Cat's got to go for more than 30. Good luck with that.
It's gonna be fun tonight. All right, we'll see what happens in that. If you're just joining us, Braves lose today. The big news, Mike, A.J. Smith-Shawver, on his way back to the ATL, guys, he got injured early in this game earlier this afternoon. And as the Braves say, they've placed him on the 15-day IL.
And now, as you know, the word stinker did talk with the media about the arm. So it was not the calf, it was the arm. And, you know, every time you hear somebody talk about his arm going pop. I mean, who doesn't freak out over that?
No, that's certainly not good. All right, man, tomorrow, I want to remind you guys, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come through. We're going to be out there. It's been a minute. We'll have a lot of fun, 2 to 6, and hanging out with us. If you get a chance to stop in, Mike always talks about the beer ice cold, and it is.
Yes.
28 degrees, right? 28 degrees?
It could be 27 degrees when we get out there. Yeah. So come on and join the party, pal, as we'll be there from 2 to 6.
All right, man. We got to get out of the way. Turtle has the night show tonight, by the way. He'll take you over at 6 o'clock here. And tomorrow, by the way, we will talk to our man B-Mac about all these things that are going on around the NFL, including the latest with OTAs. There are some deals being done, and we need to mention, too, Mike, the Falcons did make it official today with their center.
Yeah, man, Ryan Neuzel gets a 2-year deal, about $9.5 mil, a couple of that's guaranteed, but pretty much pennies on the dollar. We didn't really complain about him. I know we lost Dahlman. Dahlman, you know, was one of the higher-paid guys. There was not a big market for centers, so there's really nowhere to go with free agency. And I guess they didn't feel comfortable going and drafting somebody, you know, because they were dedicated to defense in those first couple rounds. So Neuzel was a guy, again, if we're not complaining about him on the radio, I guess he's okay. So the offensive line is set. We're moving forward.
Remember, he played, I want to say, 6 or 7 games
last
year.
I'm going to say more than that. Yeah, I think it was 7 or 8. Right.
Because of the injury. So, yeah, they got a good sample size out of him. All right, Dom, great job, Dominator. Let's get out of here and clear our throat. Hey, I want to thank Grant McCauley for coming on. Also, Steve Weish, NFL Network. He is the senior national reporter. He was talking about Aaron Rodgers. He has no new news, but he says it's kind of implied. How long does this go? I said training camp. If you're Rodgers, think about how Aaron Rodgers operates. You guys think he's going to come in early?
Well, that's just it. I mean, there's nuances to Arthur Smith. Believe me, Falcon fans know there are nuances to Arthur Smith's offense. And it was funny. Somebody on ESPN was going bananas. I can't believe Aaron Rodgers is at the OTAs. He hasn't signed a contract yet.
Hey, thanks to Joe Patrick talking Falcons with this. Also, Mike Conte stopped in. Yeah. Atlanta United made it 2 in a row last night, guys. They play again on Saturday against New York Red Bulls. Can they make it 3 in a row? Maybe this will start a run. But they've got their next 6 matches on the road. And thanks to you for being here. All right, man. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, you just mentioned it. I hope it's the shape of things to come, a start that gets things rolling. problem is you got six games on the road, and we've not been really good on the road. Ronnie Dyla, there's a good video Atlanta United put up on their Twitter page where he's talking to the troops, and everybody was fired up after the big win. Most entertaining match since the start of the season when they beat Montreal. Two games, and this one was a come from behind. Being at United, Carl, they did something stupid to turn over the ball and give up a goal, and they rallied and came back. So, like, we can hope, but even Mike Conte said, they've dug themselves such a hole, it's going to take an extra human effort to make the playoffs.
No doubt about it. This doesn't surprise me, and it shouldn't surprise you. The Dolphins are in conversations with the Steelers about their lone Pro Bowl selection last season.
Mm.
His name is Jonnu Smith. Do you guys remember Jonnu Smith?
Best tight end I've seen here in a while. I mean, sorry.
You're right. Hey, the talks come after apparently he is interested in reworking his deal. They're scheduled to pay him about $4.8 million this season. He's seeking a new contract. Why shouldn't this be a surprise? Because Arthur Smith's the OC with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he knows Jonnu Smith. Had him in Tennessee, brought him here, and I think he'll end up in Pittsburgh. Hey. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you love Exit Velocity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.